alone is our world left behind, while we are not yet sure of the new existence. That's a good space where genuine newness can begin. Get there often and stay as long as you can by whatever means possible. And then he describes how when we go on retreat, we enter a sacred space where a better, a more spiritual, a more Krishna conscious world can unfold and manifest. And he compares this space with a waiting room, the waiting room of God, where we are staying in order to have an appointment with the divine doctor. So much of our lives is repetitive. We think the same thoughts, we make the same decisions, we do the same activities, and as a result we develop certain habits and our life becomes stagnant. Stagnant may be like a river which does not flow but which has a dam, or stagnant like the lines in marble which cannot move. And therefore, because some of us are coming into the stagnant place, spiritual growth seems to be very difficult at times. Of course, we always hear the call, but what do we do to break out and flow again? Or what do we do in order to draw new lights in our lives? Well, one thing is that life itself jolts us out and throws us out. A sudden disease, a loss of a near and dear one, or even the loss of our bicycle, which we need to go to our places, that can sometimes jolt us forcibly out of our routines. But we have a better idea in mind than waiting for a crisis or something heavy to happen. Go on retreat. Prabodhananda Saraswati mentions especially one place to go to. He says, "Oh friend, by great good fortune, you have attained this human body where you have already heard about Vrindavan's wonderful glories and learned that everything in this world is like a dream. Do not put any faith in the mind and in the body, but run to Vrindavan." With our Govardhan retreat, we want to give you a facility, a possibility to run to Vrindavan on these two paths which Prashanta mentioned. One is the Shrutekshita Panta, the path of hearing, and the second is we will actually put a few fresh live videos how Giriraj looks at the moment and how the holy places look at the moment here on the computer. And by these two paths, it should be possible for you to get the experience of going on retreat. Now, in order to make this really work for each one of us, I would like to make a few suggestions. And I feel this is very important. First of all, I request you to look up the schedule of the Govardhan retreat. I have my schedule here for the German time zone, but there is a schedule for each time zone of around the world, the global situation. And then when you have looked at the schedules, please carve out time from your busy schedules, what you usually do, and really say, this is an investment in eternity. Yes, I know there are phone calls to do. I know there's work to do. I know there are many people who wish to meet me on the phone, or there is this interesting program or anything going on. You have to carve out the time for the retreat, because believe it or not, spiritual progress happens often in installments, like we do every day our japa and our reading and certain spiritual practices, and they accumulate throughout the years and our life, and then give us a culminative result. The retreat often works best if you are really there for the sessions and you keep on coming, and that will require that you really carve a place in your schedule, a time and a place where you can be undisturbed and fully focused. But that's only the external, let me say, rule that helps you to make most of the retreat. There's something that has to go on inside of you. And I would, I really want to make this very, very, let me say, understandable and relatable. You need to connect with the more than human dimension. I express it purposefully in such vague terms. Connect with the more than human dimension. Obviously, this is the Krishna conscious dimension. This is where Krishna is, where your relationship to Krishna is, where the eternal Vrindavan lies. Let us not forget, our material existence is here today and it will go. We will all depart from this realm. But while we live this human life, this temporary life, this life which is set, or which is full with the waves of material existence, where life throws things at us, while we do this, we have the unique opportunity to make a connection with the timeless, the eternal, the spiritual world, the world of Radha and Krishna and their loving associates. So how can we make this contact with the more than human dimension, with the dimension of Krishna consciousness? Well, I've written a few things down here as suggestions. Obviously, it is listening to the presentations, participating in the meditations and the kirtans and so on. But afterwards comes the very important personal work, which no lecture giver, no kirtaniya can do for you. It's your own turning to Krishna, your own prayers to Krishna, your own requests to move forward. This me time, so to say, or let us call it us time, me and Krishna. This time is very important to put in a retreat. See, the retreat creates a gap from your ordinary lives. You're carving out time, you're listening about subjects that you usually are not so much listening to, you're thinking about ultimate thoughts. That all this creates a gap, so to say, in your life. But this gap needs now to be filled with each one of us. And my dear listeners, my dear participants. We need to give special attention to this dimension of the retreat, this personal or private dimension, because we are sitting in our homes before the computer. We are not sitting on the grass of Vrindavan or in the Pandal where we can see Giriraj. We are not in that atmosphere where we are participating, so to say, live in Vrindavan with our physical presence. No, it's a virtual retreat, and therefore we are a little on our own here to create this personal connection with the more than human world, the more than temporary world, the world which is beyond the ups and downs. Having said this, I wish you all the best on these three paths to Vrindavan. The first, hearing. The second, seeing the video presentations, and I'm sure, I mean, already I saw the first presentation with Prashanta on the roof of Balkrishna Bhavan and Giriraj in the background. This is the first, this is the second path which you can take. But the third path is the path where you go through your own heart, through prayers, through turning sincerely to Krishna. And in this way, make a wonderful retreat experience. Thank you very much. I now will give the microphone to a person who is very dear to my heart, our Bhurijam Prabhu, who is now in Australia. So please speak, Bhurijam Prabhu. Thank you very, very much, Bhurijam Prabhu. That was really powerful. Yeah, when you asked the question, where would you sit when you would observe the exchanges of these three greatest personalities, and how would you prepare yourself? Now, that was a powerful. Let us say, it drew us into what we want to create during the Govardhan retreat. We want to create these powerful discussions where we present to you not so much our own words, but the words or the inspirations and motivations and the texts from these great personalities, so that you will get the maximum benefit. Wow. Thank you. I know these classes are very well prepared, and they all have the Vrindavan charm in them, so they will be extremely powerful. I will be there for each one of them. Yes, before we end this session, let me just briefly say something about mental residence in Vrindavan. As we know, we will not be able to be in Vrindavan with our physical bodies, but we want to create an atmosphere like it is done during the Govardhan retreat that allows you to come there in your mind. Residing in Vrindavan has always been discussed by our acharyas as being very special. In his Mathura Stava, in the first verse, Rupa Goswami says, Mukte Govinda Bhakte Vitaran Chaturam Sachit Ananda Rupam Yasyam Vidyoti Vidya Yugalam Udayate Tarakam Parakam Cha. What he says is, In Mathura, there are two forms, two energies moving about, the Taraka Shakti and the Paraka Shakti. One form is able to bestow liberation from this material world, and the second is able to give Govinda Bhakti. In other words, just by touching the land of Vrindavan, either with the body or with your mind, you can contact these two powerful energies of Krishna. The Taraka Shakti, which liberates you from your tensions, your inner limitations, and the Paraka Shakti, that energy which will give you Govinda Bhakti, or devotion to Krishna. Prabodhananda Saraswati is most probably the acharya who has written most extensively about Vrindavan Dhamma. I heard in one book, the most famous for us, the Vrindavan Mahimamrita, there are 1,780 plus verses about amazing descriptions of Vrindavan. And I want to read you one of them. When Krishna smiles his sweet smile, he creates a wonderful bright garland in the sky of Kunda flowers. When Krishna looks, then with his eyes, then everywhere the earth, then everywhere lotus flowers appear in all directions, because Krishna has lotus eyes. And when Krishna walks through the land of Vrindavan, the Vrindavan land is marked or stamped with the impressions of his lotus feet, where there are also lotus flowers. So this is a powerful image. Krishna smiles, and from his teeth, white Kunda flower-like atmosphere is created in the sky. It looks very transparent. Who can say this in the world, that someone smiles and from their teeth everything becomes bright? I mean, yes, there is advertisement, shiny teeth, buy this toothpaste, no, but the whole sky cannot be illuminated by anyone, except for Krishna. He smiles and the whole sky becomes bathed in a very wonderful bright color. When Krishna looks with his lotus eyes around, everything becomes, takes on the qualities of the lotus flowers, fragrant, cooling, beautiful. And as Krishna walks with his feet, the land of Vrindavan gets stamped with these beautiful impressions which are on the feet. Yes, anyone who comes to Vrindavan feels something is in the sky, something is in the atmosphere, something is in the earth. And what this is the presence of Krishna that creates such an amazing atmosphere. Now, what can we do when we cannot be in this atmosphere which is informed by Krishna? Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur has a wonderful solution. He says, anyone who meditates on the sweet abode of Vrindavan becomes so dear to Radha and Krishna that they want to meet that person. So anyone who is just going there in his mind becomes somehow so dear to Radha and Krishna that they say, we want to invite him, we want to see him, we want to to be close to him, and we want to give a present to him. There's another verse I will say. Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur gives a tip to everyone who cannot go. They should just think, we are a servant of you, Radharani. We are a servant of you, Krishna. And while we are in this mood, we are your servant, Radha and Krishna. We should do our worldly dealings with humility and turn our face as often as possible in the direction of Vrindavan, where we offer repeated obeisances with love and devotions. I do this most of the mornings. I will first thing turn my face in the direction of Vrindavan. I pay my obeisances to Vrindavan when I get on the ground, and I pray to Krishna and to Radha. I'm your unfortunate servant. I'm still in the world here, but please throw your kind, merciful glance in my direction. So this is the power of Vrindavan. If you only think about it in the mind, you are already there. During these online Govardhan retreats, we want to bring you really to Vrindavan. And I think we were all totally astonished that this really works. Last year, around the same time, we also had this online retreat going on, and we were also doing more or less the same. We had fresh taken videos of Vrindavan, and we had our speakers speak directly from the Shastras about Vrindavan-related subject matters. And at the end of the retreat, we received an overwhelming feedback from the participants online who told us that they felt Vrindavan's presence. They really felt they were there. And I must say, I'm always, how can I say, I don't believe things so quickly, because I have seen so many things come and go in my life, including enthusiasm and so on. But I also had to admit that when I participated, or as I participated in this formula, you know, hearing about Vrindavan and seeing Vrindavan, I was transported into another consciousness. And even here in Berlin, I felt I'm not in Berlin, I'm in Vrindavan. So this is an adventure. It's an adventure in consciousness. It's an ultimate adventure. We are here trying to do something which is not just another online lecture, which is not just another online presentation. We are trying to actually access the most sacred space in the universe, Vrindavan, while sitting before the computer and participating. I invite you wholeheartedly to take part in this adventure and see for yourself how you can derive benefit from this. I'm aware. Yes, now we will immediately go into our next video. It will be 5 minutes long, and there will be a special focus on the Mukut Shila. This is stone, or how can we say, yes, a Giriraj rock, which is imprinted with the imprint of the crown of Lord Balaram. When Balaram was there, his crown came off his head because he was so much in ecstasy. He saw a particular ecstatic darshan of Radha and Krishna in the distance, and he shook in ecstasy, and his crown fell on this Govardhan Shila, which then was imprinted with Balaram's crown. So you will see this rock. Yes, we are ready to see the video now. Please show us. Just very briefly, we are really trying to make this as real as possible, and thank you very much. I have a real garland here, not a virtual one. I'm very much pleased to offer you a seminar this year where I let the voice of Rupa Goswami speak to you about the ultimate goal of Krishna consciousness and how to reach it. I have discovered his work, Utkalika Valari, a vine of aspirations, many years ago in my Krishna conscious reading, but failed to give it the attention which it deserves. This is the last of his works. It is called in poetry his swan song. When a swan dies, then just before he leaves this world, he will sing the most beautiful composition, the most beautiful song. So when a great acharya writes his last book, usually you will find the culmination of his practice, the culmination of his insights in this work. And I thought really that by helping all of us to associate with the mind and the heart of Rupa Goswami, something will color or will come into our own heart, and it will be transformed. The great yoga master Patanjali speaks about various ways in which one can attain meditative absorption, and one way is vitaraga vishayam vachittam. The mind becomes steady when one focuses on one who is free from material desires. And the Padma Purana picks up on this and says that simply by thinking of these exalted persons, one gets in his heart a little of their qualities. That's why we feel when we hear about Srila Prabhupada, so much determination, so much clarity, so much direction and motivation. As if we are, when we hear about him, it's as if we are associating with them. Srila Prabhupada once spoke about associating with these great acharyas who have passed on. And I want to read you this. I take it from Satsvarup Maharaj's writings. Sitting on the old carpet, Srila Prabhupada spoke quietly and personally. I may be going. But Guru Maharaj and Bhaktivinod are here. As he spoke, he looked towards a painting of his spiritual master and Bhaktivinod Thakur. I have asked them to kindly take care of all of you, my spiritual children. The grandfather always takes care of the children much better than the father. Srila Rupa Goswami is one of these great, 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 great grandfathers in our line, and Baladev Vidyabhushana speaks about his ongoing impact on us. He says, if Rupa Goswami, who is an ocean of mercy, would not have written these series of prayers, you know, this, and we take prayers from this, no? The devotees would never had understood the qualities, form, and pastimes of Sri Krishna sufficiently. So by coming in contact with Srila Rupa Goswami's work, we will understand more about Krishna. But what is for me very important, something of Rupa Goswami's mood will rub off on us. See, when we hear Krishna Katha from speakers who speak from their own inspirations about Krishna's pastimes, our heart certainly becomes purified from the outside. However, if one hears Krishna Katha from these powerful saints, at that time, something else than just an outer effect is created. It goes inside the heart and turns this inclination around, the inclination which we have, it's called Mahimati, the inclination which goes towards the outside world and away from Krishna. It becomes turned around when we hear from devotees of such high stature, and as a result, the nectarian messages of Krishna can go directly in our heart, and we progress very easily from Shraddha to Prema. I would like to give you an example. When you have a vessel that is turned upside and down, and you pour some water on it, that will wash the outside of the vessel. But now imagine the same cup or any other vessel is put into a rainstorm. Then we can often see that by the force of the rainstorm, the cup is turned around so that the water of the rain can fill gradually the pot. So when we come in contact with the powerful mood of Rupa Goswami and his powerful expressions, our heart, which has become disinclined and turned away from Krishna, is turning around, and by the nectarian shower of his words, the heart fills gradually from Shraddha up to Prema. And in this way, hearing from such great personalities, hearing about their ideas and entering their mood is a spiritual therapy that is very, very powerful. So I do hope to do my job as good as I can. I'm praying already so that you can feel something So whatever imperfections are there, they are certainly mine. But whatever you can feel and understand and come into your heart as filling you up, that is Rupa Goswami. So I very much warmly welcome you to these sessions. Hare Krishna.